It's time for the Naples Mac Help Podcast with Apple Certified Support Professional, Jeff Kaur.
Welcome back, listeners, viewers of the show, Charlie McDermott, co-host, producer here once again, yes, with Jeff. Jeff, how you doing?
Very good, Charlie. Thank you.
Well, it's a cloudy day here, Jeff. I don't know what it's like in your neck of the woods, but you probably have clouds. And that's
sunny and clouds. Yeah.
Okay. And so which one of those clouds are, you know, is all our data? How does that work?
Oh, well, let's see. I want to talk about iCloud today. And when you talk about the cloud, remember, everybody has computers. So cloud is on computers. And
so it has nothing to do with weather.
Yeah, when you talk about Google or Amazon Cloud, it's all computers somewhere. So Apple has a computer farm in North Carolina that's a server farm. So they have a bunch of computers where all the stuff is stored. So I'm going to tell you about how iCloud works and the benefits of it.
So why not iFarm instead of iCloud? I mean,
I don't know what they call it. It's kind of hidden, I guess, but it's probably on Google Maps. But it's a big, like 200,000 square foot facility filled with computers. So remember, the cloud is always someone else's computer, and depending on who it is, you can trust them, you know. So I trust Apple a lot more than I trust Google and Facebook. So I want to cover some of the reasons today.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. So first of all, if you have Apple devices, you might have an iPhone and an iPad and maybe a MacBook or my iMac desktop, and you might have an Apple Watch. So iCloud, first of all, is a data synchronization service. So basically that means that your calendars, your photos, videos, address book, mail will be the same on every device. Nice. Because basically the cloud means remote access. So even though you pick up your watch and look at it and check your mail, the mail is really in North Carolina, but you can access it from any of the devices you're signed into. So changes made on one device are automatically updated on other devices immediately. So if you read an email on your computer and delete it, it'll be gone from your phone and your iPad in a few minutes, if not seconds.
Yeah.
So another thing that iCloud does is backups of your devices. So if you have an iPhone or an iPad and you're on a boat and you drop it down to the bottom of the water and you can't get to it, and you could go to an Apple store or any retailer, pick up a new iPhone, sign into your iCloud account, everything will come back, including your voicemails, your text messages, everything.
Wow.
So you shouldn't really consider it a backup for carelessness, but it is a good backup. Yeah. And that's why the iCloud storage tiers vary. So they give you 5 gigabytes for free, and then you can up that for 99 cents. You can get 50 gigabytes for $2.99 a month. You can get 200 gigabytes for $10 a month. You can get 2 terabytes. So depending on how many devices you have, and if you want them backed up to the cloud, then make sure you have enough storage to handle everything, or else you could lose stuff in an emergency.
Yeah.
So, and also when you get a new device, it's easy to just download everything from the cloud. So the cloud is also a storage place for all your stuff. Your photos and everything is there. Another benefit of iCloud is what's called Find My. So Apple has a little app on every device they make, and on the web at iCloud.com, you can tap on Find My. And if you misplace your watch, your phone, or any Apple device, you can see it on a map. You can get directions to it. It'll give you the GPS coordinates. You can send a message to it. So I had a client that left his phone in a taxi in New York City. He didn't realize until he got in his hotel. Well, he got on his laptop. He could see the taxi moving around the city. He sends a message to the taxi that says, please call this number. And that shows on the screen.
Wow.
And he got his phone back within 3 hours.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
So, yeah. So Find My will let you, and also Find My will let you remotely lock a device. So let's say you left your laptop in a taxi and or an Uber, for example, and the Uber driver wasn't too honest and he just decided to keep it.
Yeah, well, tip.
You can go into Find My, go into the laptop. You can send a message to the laptop, say, hey, if you find it, call me at this number. If they don't call you or anything, you can hit one button and erase the whole thing. So basically it becomes a paperweight. Now all your data will still be in the cloud.
Yeah.
So if you get a new laptop, you'll be able to get everything back, but the person that stole it can't use it. So that's the benefit of Find My. Wow. You can erase, you can locate devices. Like if it's lost in your house, that's handy. But if it's lost in a strange city and you don't know who might have it, that erase function is a really nice feature, because that way you can make sure that nobody ever gets anything on there that's personal.
Wow. So that just happened to a client of mine. She, someone walked away with her iPad and laptop.
I had the same thing happen. One of my clients was traveling in an airport. He had a backpack with him with a laptop and an iPad in it. And he had his phone in his pocket and someone swiped it. Wow. And he lost everything, but he went into Find My and zapped everything. So that's another feature of the Find My. It helps you locate lost items, but also you can clear them off if there's a shady situation.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, another thing you can do with iCloud is storage and file sharing. So you can keep all your videos, your documents, and iCloud makes it easy to share large documents or files with other people. If you've used Dropbox, this has been a function of Dropbox for years, where you can throw up 100 photos from a wedding and easily send out a link to people. And now iCloud does the same thing. So, yeah, funny story about that. When Steve Jobs was still with Apple, the guys that designed Dropbox offered to sell it to Apple. And I think the price they were asking was $100 million or something. But Steve Jobs said, no, thank you. Dropbox became big, and now iCloud has evolved. So you can also share files with it, which is a really convenient way, because you can't send 100 pictures in an email easily.
Yeah.
If you throw it in iCloud or Dropbox, you can hit a button and share a link, and then the person gets all the pictures. So that's another benefit of it.
Did not know that. Okay. Yeah.
Another thing that iCloud does for you is if you buy music or apps or books, then you can have it set up so every purchase goes to every device. So the benefit of that is if you're, let's say you listen to audiobooks and you're in your car and you're listening to your book on Bluetooth, and then you get home and you want to pick up your iPad and listen on that while you do the dishes or cook, then it continuity kicks in and it picks up wherever you left off on the last device. So whether you pick up your computer, your laptop, your iPad, and open that book or podcast or whatever it is, you're going to be at the same place you were and you can continue.
Mm.
So that's kind of a nice feature.
Very nice.
Another great feature is called family sharing. So this means that if you have multiple people in your family, you know, I've got a wife and two kids, and you can have a shared iCloud calendar. So if there's a birthday party that my son has to attend on the weekend, I can put it on the calendar. Everybody sees it. Everybody knows what time it is. Everybody knows what time they have to be ready and everything. So the shared calendar is good. You can share photo libraries. So if you've got photos, you know, you can have a shared library and a personal library. So shared library might be family photos and stuff. Your personal library might be all the stuff you take when you're at Home Depot and take pictures of tools and sod and stuff that everybody else doesn't care about. So the shared photo library is very good. The one thing you can't share with iCloud is address books, because address books are kind of personal, I think. Yeah. So you can share individual contacts with other people, but Apple hasn't allowed the whole address book to be shared, just like your calendar can be shared. So it's a little more personal, the address book. And plus, you know, if you've got a man and a wife in a relationship, the man might have all his golfing buddies and, you know, all this stuff in there. And the wife might have her hair appointments and her hairdressers and manicurist in there. And they don't necessarily want to mix. So address books don't really sync, but you can share individual contacts. And another great benefit of iCloud is what's called the iCloud keychain. So whenever you are on any device, your computer, your laptop, your phone, and let's say you go to a new site and you want to buy some shoes from an online retailer and you create a username and a password, well, your device will prompt you, do you want to save this in your keychain? And when you say yes, that login is available on every one of your devices. So whether you pick up your phone to go to Facebook or your computer or your iPad, they're all going to remember the login because of the iCloud keychain. And the iCloud keychain is encrypted. But since you have your device in your hand and you've already authenticated by signing into your phone or iPad, you're allowed to access that data. So the password management is really useful for being able to access sites, no matter what device you might want to use. And then we talked a little bit about iCloud Photos, but what this also means is that, let's say you're out and you're on a trip and you have your computer at home, but you've got your phone with you and you're taking photos and you're taking videos. Well, by the time you get to your computer, they'll be there as well. So you don't have to connect your phone to your computer anymore to load all the photos onto it. It just happens. So the photos are really, again, the originals are really in North Carolina on this server farm. And that's why whenever you send a photo from your phone, it will ask you, do you want to send this small, medium, large, or actual size? Because mm-hmm. if all the actual size photos were on your phone would fill up and jam up. You know, the photos, the camera lenses are so much better than they ever yeah. have been in the phones, that the photos are large quality and large size. You know, they could be gigabytes in size. Your phone can't hold all those. So when you send an email and you say actual size, the email goes to your recipient. They grab the photos from North Carolina and send them to your recipient. Your recipient never knows you did anything behind the scenes, but it's all behind the scenes. So it just works. So you'll notice that when you send a photo from a device, you'll get that prompt, small, medium, large, or actual yeah. size. And you can decide what size to send it. But if you want to send it full size so that people can blow it up and everything, mm-hmm. it is a great feature to be able to do that. But the full size photo doesn't have to be on your device for the wow. recipient to get it.
Wow.
So, and again, mail contacts and calendars are synced. So if you have an iCloud email address, and most email accounts, AOL and in Google, if you have IMAP service set up rather than POP, then the messages do sync with mail, but the address book and the calendar is handy as well. And one of the big features of the iCloud is what's called continuity and handoff. So that means that if you have an iPad, an iPhone, and a laptop, and if you're copying and pasting stuff, you can copy something from your phone and paste it onto your Mac
okay.
or your iPad yep. and vice versa. So that's called continuity and handoff. And basically you can start a task on one device and finish it on another. So if you start an email on your phone and go to your computer, you'll see a little mail icon down in the dock. And when you tap that, it'll bring up the draft you were working on your phone.
Wow.
So you can copy and paste, but really iCloud is kind of a service that runs in the background that makes your Apple ecosystem experience seamless and everything just works. And that is the beauty of it.
Good stuff.
And then the storage tiers of iCloud. So basically they give you 5 gigabytes for free with every account. Now 5 gigabytes usually won't back up an entire phone or iPad because you have photos, you have addresses, you have mail, and that takes up a lot of space. So most people can get by with the 99-cent plan, which gives you 50 gigabytes. So that's 10 times more than the standard plan. And then you can get 200 gigabytes for $2.99 a month. You can get 2 terabytes for $9.99 a month. And Apple just recently upped their storage to larger amounts. So you can get 6 terabytes for $30.
Really?
12 terabytes of cloud storage for $60. So if you are a photographer or a video professional or something, you could back up all your photos and stuff with a larger storage plan.
Mm-hmm.
So now if you have a laptop, iCloud can back up your desktop, your documents. The only thing it doesn't back up on a laptop is downloads, anything that's in the trash, and your applications. So if you have specific applications, you know, programs that you have, Photoshop or something, iCloud can't back those up. They're too large. So that's why it's also important to have a local backup to save that stuff. But you can choose to have your desktop and documents folder on iCloud, which is probably 95% of where most people keep things.
Yeah.
So that can back up to the cloud. But remember that the trash, your downloads, and anything that you've purchased as far as a program or an application goes, the cloud doesn't back those up. So that's why it's good to have a local backup.
Yeah.
And not just depend on iCloud for everything, because you could lose some stuff.
Okay. Well, that's good. It's funny. That was one of my questions. If Apple is down the road going to be, because in a previous episode, we talked about combining the two $10 a month plans.
Right.
You had a secret method there. And after this podcast, I'm going to be signing up for the next level up, because I'm like tapped out at my, 2 terabytes level.
Right. And 2 terabyte fills up, especially you can share the iCloud storage with family members.
Yep.
Well, I've got, you know, two kids, my wife, they've all got devices and every one of them is backed up. So yeah, we're nearing the cusp of that 2 terabyte being full. And when that happens, I'll just jump up to the 6 terabyte plan. Because so you have to look at it like it's a safety net. And if anything ever happens to your phone, you won't lose anything.
Yeah.
Which is really priceless when you think about it. So. Yeah.
Oh, that's great news. Wow. I'm loving it.
Yeah. So there's a lot of benefits to using these Apple devices. Yeah. And so if you're an Apple user, you definitely want to make sure your iCloud storage is able to handle everything that you need it to.
Yeah. Wow. Good stuff, Jeff. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Always glad to spread information. So,
yeah. Well, good stuff. Well, hey, now we know where the cloud exists and it's not up in the sky. So that's good. Check that box and exactly. Among many, many other more important items. So thanks again for sharing and we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you, Charlie. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Naples Mac Help Podcast. To learn more about Naples Mac Help, go to naplesmachelp.com. or call 239-595-0482.